are interested in coming out and learning about our wildlife species and improving their own leadership and communication skills, they can come apply to be an adult mentor.
So if you go to wildlifeleadershipacademy.org, all one word, mm-hmm. wildlifeleadershipacademy.org, you can find all of the information you need to know to apply for the weekend programs, for summer field camp, or to be an adult mentor. Katie, Cassidy, anything else you'd like to say? I'm really glad that you joined us to talk about the program this morning.
Just that, you know, anybody who's interested, students or adults who are interested in learning more about our game species here in Pennsylvania, or just really conservation, ecology in general, these are great programs and we'd love to have them apply.
Well done. And thank you for talking about the program and for the hard work you and the team there do. Take care.
Thanks so much for having me.
A fly tied on a graphite rod above my head is swishing. A mountain stream, a sportsman's dream. How can I keep from fishing? No job can stop my angling thoughts, for every day I'm wishing that life could pay its own sweet way, and I could keep on fishing. For when the river around me roars, I know the fish they liveth. For when they bite a well-tied fly, I know the joy it giveth. No job can stop my angling thoughts, for every day I'm wishing that I could quit, put up a sign that simply says, gone fishing.
Alice Gerard at the Saturday Light Brigade. And how can I keep from fishing? Hello to Amy, listening in Uniontown. Amy, thank you for your musical request. A song is coming up for you in moments.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle's Reader's Photo Contest, insider polls, letters to the editor, as well as the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Well, you just heard a member. That was Jeff, one of our Youth Media Center students. And if you're a teen and would like to get involved with our Youth Media Center here at SLB, all you need to do is go to ymc.slbradio.org, ymc.slbradio.org. There you will find everything you need to know about registering for our free programs and a schedule that lists all of the activities happening during the month of February and beyond. ymc.slbradio.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
Get out the door, a constant fight, a daily chore. Behind the wheel, it feels just like a crime. In line, on time. Get ahead, a faster pace will kill you dead. Cycle of another daily grind. In line, on time.
There is the driving sound of Colebrook Road here at the Saturday Light Brigade, Colebrook Road, and nice to hear from them this morning, and nice to have you along with us. Moments ago. Oh, Ricky's, do you have him? Oh, no. Moments ago, I was talking to a gentleman about getting him some more information, and it looks like you, there, we got you back. Good. I didn't want you to think we hung up on you. We'd never do that, you know. It could have been the sound hound chewing away through the cord on the phone, although I don't think he would ever do that. The Sound Hound will be here in just a moment.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
By the way, the group you heard, Colebrook Road, I see is scheduled to be at the Black Knuckle Winter Bluegrass Festival, March 2nd in Grove City, Pennsylvania. I'll be curious to see how you do with today's Sound Hound puzzle. The Sound Hound has come by. Are you there? Ah, there he is. Let me see if I can get the sound away from him. Always a bit of a challenge. Got it. Boy, that was hard this week. Here is the sound that the Sound Hound brought for you to determine. Listen carefully. Four, one, two, 200-5975. Four, one, two, 200-5975. One more time. It's not the Sound Hound eating, although it almost sounds like the Sound Hound eating. 412-200-5975. Good luck with today's Sound Hound puzzle. We'll let you know how other listeners are guessing.
If I was a dream, I would be Montana. I would be a wild place of rivers and light. I would be a fool if I would not love you tonight. If I was a heart, I could still be broken. I could still be broken by the stars that fall. If I was a blackbird, I would not miss you at all. Thank you.
Missy Raines at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Last night I dreamed about a birdie. He was singing so beautiful. He was singing happy, and he was singing sad.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Rebecca Hale singing there. The guesses are really coming in for our Soundhound puzzle, and there is one correct answer so far.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Guesses include pouring cereal into a bowl. And also the chomping of celery. Let's hear the sound again from the Soundhound. And I think in particular, as you get towards the end of the sound. It helps a bit. 412-200-5975. We'll see how you do with this. Your work is definitely cut out for you. Other guesses include Jack listening with Ty in Valencia. Jack says it sounds like somebody shaving ice. Indeed, it does. Angie in Mars said it sounds like sliding coins or poker chips off of a table. Caden confidently says it's sharpening a pencil. Not that, but a good guess. Annie, Caden's mom, thinks it sounds also like scraping ice. Bruce in Ingram says it's a pepper mill. It is not, but a good guess. John in Carrick has raking leaves. John in Economy Borough has raking in poker chips after a winning hand. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia, has the correct answer, proving that the puzzle is solvable. Otis thinks it sounds like coal being shoveled onto a train. Tegan and Larkin thinks it's a manual shaved ice maker. And Drew thinks it's reaching into a bag and spreading salt of the ice melting variety. It's not that. Those are all really great guesses. Larry in Elwood City says, it sounds like pouring out and moving around a bunch of little stones. And then his second guess is so close, I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's close enough to consider correct. Here comes Bill in Stanton Heights. He says it could be stirring cereal. Not that. Jim in Blackridge has shuffling cards. Gina in Greenfield, you are so close. I'm not going to reveal your answer, but you're on the right track. And Mike and Mars, you just got it. Well done. Here comes a longer sample of today's sound. See if this helps. Our work is really cut out for us there. There must be over 1,000 of those things to consider. 412-200-5975 if you would like to take a guess. Bill in Homer City also thought it might be an ice maker or a bingo game ball spinner. Great sounds, great guesses. None of those is it. Drew has a new guest. Drew thinks it might be eating potato chips. And another guest related to ice being crushed. Not that. So based on all the clues I've given you so far, you might be able to pick up the pieces and come with the correct answer now. Here again, the clue. And good morning to John and Addie in East Deer. Thank you for getting our weekend off to a good start as well. They just came up with the correct answer. And Stu came up with it too. I love when everything starts to fit together. And Tegan just got the correct answer. This comes in a box, what we're looking for. And we have such a box, and it says 3 to 5 years. I didn't realize that that was how long it would take to finish it. Bill just came up with the correct answer in Stanton Heights. The sound is pieces of a jigsaw puzzle being spread about a table. Jim in Crafton Heights thought of a candy dispenser. Congratulations to Bill and Tegan, John and Addie, Mike, Gina in Greenfield, and Larry in Elwood City. but said it sounded like Scrabble tiles. And that's so close and is almost kind of a puzzle. We'll accept those answers. And Tommy in North Chesterfield got the correct answer, as did Jim in Blackridge. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge in about 15 minutes. We are always so happy to support New Horizon Theater. And it's the weekend before the theater's next play, and it's our pleasure to welcome Joyce Megerson Moore. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, and we have director of the production, Blues is the Roots. Herb Newsom is here. Mr. Newsom, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How wonderful.
And
I am really excited to learn more about the play. It's about the life of Willie Dixon, a great musician. And I can't recall a production bringing his life to the stage before in a comprehensive way. So I'm excited to learn about the play. Joyce, what can you tell us about the reason for your choice?
Okay. Well, Herb had brought this play to us some years ago. Dr. Charles Dumas had written, and at that time it wasn't the right time for us to do it. But this time is the right time. Excuse me. It's a world premiere, so that's why you haven't seen it before. You will see it the first time here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and we're happy to be doing it. We haven't done a musical in a long time, since maybe 2012, 2013, so we're happy to be able to do another musical on stage here. And so Willie Dixon is a person who is a premier songwriter and musician of the Chicago blues era. He and Muddy Waters are recognized as the primary creators of the genre. So we are able to see this play, to see Willie Dixon's life from as a little boy when he sang in the choir, all the way through when he worked as a front man at Chess Records. So it's really a good one. We have a great ensemble cast who will be singing, dancing, and acting. So Herb can tell you more about the play, but I can tell you how you can get to the play.
And the play, it opens February 18th, and February 8th, and runs through the 18th. Too many 8s. I'm looking at all these 8s.
I know. And you know what? We only have 2 weekends, so people should get out right at the beginning and not try to wait, because generally we might have 3 weekends. to see the play, but we only have two this time. We're in a different location. We're at the Playwrights Theater downtown in the O'Reilly Theater, Helen Wayne Raw Rehearsal Hall. And so we have plenty of signage so people can get to us. And, again, don't wait until the third weekend to see it because we won't be there.
There will be no third weekend. Well, I saw not too long ago that you were seeking folks to play Muddy Waters for part of the cast of the play. So there are more musicians, I gather, than Willie Dixon that are on stage. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, there are more. Oh, well, Herb can tell you about it. More singers than Willie Dixon. But Herb, go ahead and tell
please,
them about that.
Herb, tell us a bit. Herb is the director of the play, and tell us whatever you'd like to about how the play has been staged and maybe a preview of what folks can expect.
Yes, the play covers the life of Willie Dixon, from Vicksburg, Mississippi, to when he moved up at 21 to Chicago, and he actually met Muddy Waters, and they kind of worked with Aristocrat Records and Chess Records to basically formulate what we now know as the Chicago Blues. Willie was very influential because he was a recording artist. He was also a songwriter. He was also the talent scout as well, so he'd seek out artists. And within this show, you're going to meet a whole bunch of artists, and you're going to hear a whole bunch of music that's going to be familiar to you. So Muddy Waters is a character in the play. We have Little Walter, the amazing harmonica player who's known as one of the best harmonica players ever. Etta James makes an appearance in the show. Coco Taylor, Otis Rush, Sonny Boy Williamson, and the great Howling Wolf also make appearances in the show. So you're going to get a chance to meet all these musicians who came through Chess Records and who worked under Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters would write songs for a number of these musicians. And the really key thing was, the big thing with Willie Dixon and the bravery that was behind Willie Dixon was he wrote a bunch of songs. And back in the days, a lot of artists would, black artists would write their, put out their music, and then white artists would steal them. The most famous one is Elvis, who took Big Mama Thornton's Hound Dog. He took Little Walter's My Babe. They claimed them to be their own. And this kind of was a practice that went on back in the day, pre-civil rights. And so there's really not much black artists could do. They weren't compensated for their work. They weren't compensated for with the credit, even, for writing these songs and creating these songs. But these other white artists would take the music and then become stars with it. And that's part of the main story of Willie, too, because Willie was one of the first artists to say, this is not acceptable, and really, I'm going to step up, and we're going to take these people to court to get our rights back, because we've earned this. This is our music. And so that's a big, huge part of the play, too. It's a story of his journey through the creation of the music up until the point where we get to see, this courtroom where he ends up suing Led Zeppelin for his song, for their song Whole Lot of Love.
Yeah.
It's a straight ripoff, lyric by lyric. And Led Zeppelin said, I read somewhere that Led Zeppelin was quoted as saying they weren't a big band. They didn't think they were going to get caught, but oops, I guess we got caught. So it's kind of crazy.
Wow. But by the way, this is Herb Newsom, who you are hearing. He is director of the New Horizon Theater production of Blues is the Roots. I know you live in California, I believe, right, Herb? Are you out there?
Yes, I live out in Los Angeles.
And
I'm originally from New York.
Is that where we're reaching you this morning?
No, I'm actually here in Pittsburgh. I've been here for the last 3.5 weeks working on the show. This is not my first go around in Pittsburgh. I always call Pittsburgh my second home. I've been coming here since 2006, working with various theaters. I work with Country Repertory Theater, New Horizons Theater, done a little work with Pittsburgh Playwrights and the City Theater. So Pittsburgh's sort of a second home because I usually come here once or twice a year at least to do some work in some form or fashion.
Well, I'm glad. Now, the show is in a brand new venue it's downtown, so it's really easy to get to. And Joyce has all sorts of information about the best places to park, suggestions on where to eat. But it's not hard to get to at all, and it's, you know, safe to go to. February 8th, Thursday, is when the show opens, and then it runs through Sunday, the 11th, and then it kicks off again on February 15th, Thursday, through Sunday, the 18th. Lots of different dates and times, but those are the only ones, as Joyce pointed out, just 2 weeks and 2 weekends of performances. So if this interests you, you'll want to visit the website right away for ticket information at newhorizontheater.org. Joyce, anything that you'd like to mention about how the new venue has worked out?
Yeah, we have a great partnership with the Pittsburgh Public Theater. We've worked with the directors down there on our first play, and so we're excited to have our entire season there. And hopefully our audience, our patrons can follow us there. Some people are a little bit reluctant to come downtown because of parking, but they can write us at newhorizontheater@yahoo.com, and then I can send you the list of parking places that we have recommended. And you can go to New Horizon, as you said, newhorizontheater.org, to get your tickets. And so it's real easy. And you can also pay at the box office, because some people are concerned about purchasing tickets online. So we are patient with you as you maneuver through this system. So we try to make it really easy for people. We have a great volunteer corps at New Horizon Theater. As you know, we've been volunteering since 1992 to make this theater great in the city of Pittsburgh. And so, you know, just write us and we will send you the list of parking places if that is needed. But you need to see this play. It'll lift your spirits. It'll tell you, give you some our usual history that New Horizon Theater likes to do, particularly in Black History Month. But we do it all year long with plays, with history, with singing, with dancing, with good storytelling. And so you'll want to see that. And we have an intimate space in the O'Reilly, as we are on the second floor. And so, and we're handicapped accessible. You know, we have an elevator there, and our volunteers will be happy to receive you. And that's pretty much what I need to say about the theater company. People who've been accustomed to us will know that we're really open to trying to serve our patrons in the best way possible.
Well, here's to a good run. I want to thank both of you for being here, Joyce Megerson Moore and Herb Newsome. We're going to close in just a moment with a song featuring Willie Dixon and Memphis Slim. Thanks to both of you for being here on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.
Thank you for supporting us as usual.
You bet. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger.
There's a big day in Dallas, and I wish I were there. Spend my last $100 on that island, the gray mare, see her travel all day long, 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 see her travel all day long, all day long. Well, I don't mind horse racing, if it wasn't for my wife. Old Stubborn, he may stumble, and away with my life. Wife and baby left behind.
As slick as a mole, he had a ring round shoulder, and it shines just like gold, like gold, like gold. He had a ring round his shoulder, and it shines just down in Texas. He left the shadow behind, behind, behind. He left the shadow behind.
Old Stewball, he was a racehorse, and O'Malley, she was too. O'Malley, she stumbled, and old Stewball, she flew around the racetrack all day long.
Willie Dixon and Memphis Slim here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our Afterthoughts puzzle is coming up. Aline in Maine also knew that we were sifting through puzzle pieces for the Soundhound answer. And eagle-eared listeners will note that we did not feed the Soundhound, so... Let's make sure he gets a bite to eat. Attaboy. Thanks as always for being here with us, Soundhound.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
I am excited to let you know that a brand new slbradio.org debuts on Monday. Website switchovers take a little bit of time and patience, but we chose to do it on a Monday with hopes that it will be working well on day one, but certainly by the time Saturday rolls around, you'll find it easier to navigate. We here at SLB are excited because it will be easier to update and will eventually catalog everything that you currently find on Neighborhood Voices that you often are looking for, including past performances we've created with the help of some great professionals, some new ways of searching and discovering material for you to listen to. SLB was an early adopter of internet audio as well as simply being online. Our roots of internet audio date back to the late 1990s. Mark and Irwin, who you hear participating with Mary Jane, years ago we began experimenting with that. Now we've updated our website since that date, but it's nice to update it once again. You'll find it all on Monday at slbradio.org. Now it's time for our Afterthoughts puzzle. I think you know how this works. We are going to give you three words, and we'd like you to come up with the one word that naturally follows them. And our three words are orchestra, peach, and arm. Orchestra, Peach, and Arm. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Orchestra, Peach, and Arm. One word follows those three.
There's a light at the end of this tunnel. I can see it shining through. And I know when you get there, you'll be singing. And the light will be singing too. So hold on tight, it won't take long. Hold on tight with me. We are here for you, there for you, as you go on this journey. There's a light at the end of this tunnel. I can see it shining through. And I know when you get there, you'll be singing. And the light will be singing too. So hold on tight, it won't take long. Hold on tight with me. As you go on this journey, there's a light at the end of this tunnel. I can see it shining through. And I know when you get there, you'll be singing. And the light will be singing too. So hold on tight, it won't take long. Hold on tight with me. We are here for you, there for you, as you go on this journey. There's a light at the end of this tunnel. I can see it shining through. And I know when you get there, you'll be singing. And the light will be singing too. So hold on tight, it won't take long. Hold on tight with me. We are here. As you go on this journey, as you go on this journey, as you go on this journey.
Gather the family, here we belong, and welcome good stranger, come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins.
Our ancestors came from away, far away, from a thousand traditions and kin. What we all share together as we stand here today, with a chance to start over again.
Gather the family, here we belong, and welcome the stranger, come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins.
Our measure of worth's not in power or gold. The greatest truth comes from the heart. It's how we take care of the weak and the old. And this is a place we can start.
Gather the family, here we belong, and welcome good stranger, come in.
our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins.
And so, like a forest, our roots hold the past, while our branches reach into the sky. Let our gift to our children be family that lasts, and a future to which they can fly.
Gather the family, here we belong, and welcome the stranger come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins. Gather the family, here we belong, and welcome good stranger come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins.
Mustard's Retreat, who will be with us live in the studio a little later this year. And Lisa Klotz, the album There's a Light. The song There's a Light, the album is brand new, Morning Sun. Lots of answers and some additional clues coming in for our Afterthoughts puzzle. Orchestra, Peach, and Arm. Larry suggests that we add Mosh to our list of clues. Jim in Crafton Heights says, why not add Snake? Sarah suggests adding Tar as a clue. All good clues. 412-200-5975 if you would like to take a guess. John in Carrick has the correct answer, as does Bill in Stanton Heights, and Larry in Elwood City. Angie in Mars, John and Addie in East Deer. Susan, or is it the other Susan, has the right answer, as does Linda in Collier, half of the dynamic duo Jim in Blackridge. Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania. Stu and Sarah in McCandless. Sarah came up with it by way of Stu. Patrick in South Park. Jim in Crafton Heights. Bruce in Ingram. John in Economy Borough, all with the correct answer. A few more coming in. Patrick in Stanton Heights. And Aline in Maine. Bill in Homer City came up with the correct answer. And one of the very first to get it, Bernard in Aetna, got it. And a correct answer as well from Carla in McMurray. Hello, Carla.
Hello, and I just thought of another clue while I was sitting here. How about cock?
Yes, that works as well. And somebody said pull or pole. Not quite, but what did you come up
with? If you want to if you want to abbreviate, how about University of?
Ah.
Usually use it backwards. And this was a good, this was a definitely good puzzle.
Oh, I'm glad. And the answer, just in case people are still wondering.
Pit.
Well
the
done.
The puzzle was the pit.
Cockpit's a good one.
And that was a good puzzle.
Armpit, the orchestra pit, and peach pit, and all of these pits that are out there. Well done.
You came up with it because we're from Pittsburgh.
Yes.
There's a lot of pits here.
Pit is it. I think I knew how to spell Pittsburgh early on. I don't think I had trouble recognizing that there were two T's, but it is kind of confusing sometimes, not to mention the H at the end.
you think of who it's named after, you know, I mean, it makes more sense. And also, do you know there was a period of time when they got rid of the H in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Yes, wasn't that interesting?
Yes, there's a whole lot of lore about that. Bill Peduto, a former mayor of the city, had lots of information about that, the official story. Charlie added mud pit, mine pit, and like you, he added you pit. So it's good to hear from you. We've missed you over the past couple of weeks. I hope everything's well.
Well, everything was okay then. I had to work. It may not be okay next week because I'm having some medical stuff, medical tests done all day Friday. I may not be in good shape on Saturday.
Well,
a lot of blood probably. So.
Best wishes to you there.
Thank you.
That's always something. I mean, it's good to live in an age of good medical care, but it still is not straightforward. All the time, so.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've been, you know, struggling with my health, you know. So it's like two tests and a trip to see the oncologist, hematologist, that's a blood doctor, you know, and then my cardiologist. This is all happening in one day.
Oh, gosh.
I have to see all of this.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here's hoping everything works out okay. Bonnie had the correct answer, too. She just, I missed her answer from earlier. Mosh is one of the good ones, I think. And La Brea Tar was added by Don in Bethel Park, the tar pits.
Yeah, this is a good puzzle. You know, I think they're all good, but I'm trying to collect them all together because I think it'd be a good party game.
Oh, absolutely. It's encouraged to try to think up your own. It's always fun. I mean, your own afterthoughts puzzles.
I've come up with a few that I've added to my list, and I'd have to share them sometime.
Oh, I hope you will. Okay. That would be
But I'm looking forward to your new website.
Yes.
How my screen reader will like it.
It should like it a lot. One of the things, and I'm hesitant to hype things too much because I know any website launch is going to have some flaws and some things that we just won't know until we know, despite all of the testing it's gone under. But it should be much easier for people who are blind or who can't read print to be able to navigate our audio as well as to understand what photos might contain in them, or when there's a photo, there will be explanatory text to let you know what is in the photo.
Description.
Now, we looked, I can't remember the exact number, but I think neighborhoodvoices.org has over 20,000 different pieces of audio, ranging from, you know, a 10-year-old reading a 20-second poem to Peter, Paul, and Mary playing on the Saturday Light Brigade for 45 minutes. They can't all be converted at once. And if we waited until they were all done, we would never launch the website. So those are going to be done, you know, a little bit at a time. But some will be done immediately. And others will take a little longer, but we're excited about it.
So will the websites eventually merge then, or will there still be Neighborhood Voices?
Neighborhood Voices they'll live alongside each other for a while, and then it's a good question. Neighborhood Voices eventually will freeze, so to speak, because so many people have links going back to neighborhoodvoices.org. We don't want to lose them. I mean, that's how they know to get to it. But eventually, all of the new stuff will go to the new website because it's going to be so much easier to find it.
But sounds great.
Yeah, it'll take some time. Our design partners at Landisburg Design have done just a phenomenal job trying to figure out how to do this. We really are grateful for them coming up with some new methods for us. Mm-hmm. So, and we'll love your feedback.
Oh, I'd be happy to give you feedback because, you know, website accessibility is always a big issue for me, just getting around and even doing my grocery shopping online. There's some things about that website.
Yeah, that's a hugely important to us. And there's some more things we're going to do soon, too, including some transcriptions. So people who may have difficulty hearing can actually see some of the words that are being conveyed in our oral history, too. So we're trying our best to get a lot done and one big upgrade. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, see, what would happen? A deafblind person would, and they would use a Braille display.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he or she would use a Braille display to access that. So any text would be really helpful to them.
Absolutely. And it's important to us that everybody, we've always cared about that, but technology sometimes inadvertently leaves people out of things without thinking about that. So we're excited to add it. Thank you, as always. A charge to you. And
thank you, and I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed the Sound Hound. In fact, I wanted to share to you that the Sound Hound sounds like Sparky did when he was a puppy. I was going through some old Sparky recordings the other day and trying to, you know, rile him up and see, do you recognize that? Do you recognize that? And here I found him as a puppy, and it sounded just like the Sound Hound.
Maybe Sparky played the role. We might owe him some royalties. You never know. Thanks for
thank you so
thanks.
Much. And I enjoy your
what
show.
What am I gonna do? I'm caught in a pitfall of love that isn't true.
Congratulations if you came up with pet.
The first time that I met you, you let me hold your hand. You led me on and made me think that I could be your man. The way you cuddled close to me and held your lips so near. You made my lonely heart give in. I lost all sudden fear. Then I fell.
Pitfall. What am I gonna do? I'm caught in a pitfall of love that isn't true.
We have had so many text messages and phone calls and emails this morning. If you haven't received a reply, my apologies. I think we're caught up.
And when you held me close to you and whispered in my ear, my head was spinning round and round, my brain just wasn't clear. You told me that you loved me and forever you'd be true. And with your lips pressed close to mine, oh, what else could I do? Then I fell.
Pitfall. What am I gonna do? I'm caught in a pitfall of love that isn't true.
Pitfall.
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 The Wittstein Brothers, the Wittstein Brothers here at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's one we haven't played before, Pitfall. And we're going to get right to the birthdays. Today we have Linda of Lancaster from husband George, Kevin of Greensburg from your family, Genevieve, also known as Jen of Mount Lebanon, Brianne from Gima and Pap. Or Gima, that is, Gima and Pap. Lucy of Darmont from Mom, Dad, and Colin. Tom Roberts, we love you. Happy birthday today, Tom. Of Swickley and the North Side. Mostly the North Side. Happy birthday, Tom. Porky Chedwick's birthday is February 4th, 1918. And although Pork's no longer with us, happy birthday to him. Jadel of Hazelwood from Mom, also born on the 4th. Nathaniel from your family, and Kate from your family, Joshua and Caleb, twins of Highland Park, from Amy, Paul, your parents, Amy and Paul, and sister Leah, born on the 4th. On the 5th, we have Maria of Harmony from your family, Sarah of Freedom, from sister Annie and Becky and Chris and all the bubs, Vincenza. Happy birthday to Vincenza from Michaelina, and Diana of Monroeville from Kevin and Beth, celebrating on February 5th. On February 6th, we have Keith Klaus, Maggie of North Huntington, John from Aunt Teresa, Mikey in Highland Park, Madison of Allison Park, and Tom of Mount Pleasant from Eileen. February 7th, it's Lucas of Valencia, Lily of Swiss Home Park from Keith and Helen and Wilson and Teddy, Tashawn of Brighton Heights from Grandma Sheila in Manchester and family, Kippy of Roslyn Farms, from Stephen and Susan and Ben, Sadie, from your family. Also on the 7th, we have Benjamin from June and Bill, Cynthia from Maria, Millie, Tilly, Lily, Joan, Lisa, and company. On the 8th, we have Monica from John, Jay of Youngstown, Ohio, from Aunt Ricky and Uncle Larry. That would be Ricky and me and your whole family. On the 8th, Louise of Regent Square from Dad, Joe, Tim from Gretchen, and Katie and Brian, Julia. Also on the 8th, from Peter, Andrew, Maria, and your mom and dad. Ed and Deb Moretti have an anniversary on February 8th. Sam and Crafton has a birthday. Julia and Gregory, your sister and brother, wish you a happy birthday, as do your parents. Brendan of Allison Park celebrates on the 8th. And on the 9th, we have Nick of West Mifflin from Brother Tom and your cousins up on Shea Mountain. Anne from husband Dan and Jim and Beth. Liam of Verona from your parents. Diane of Avalon from Gary and Stephen. And Madeline of Mercer from Brother Jackson and family.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A., 15233.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Back and forth across the living room floor, sawdust flying in the air. Sadie danced a hole in her stocking, and nobody seemed to care.